Just a few halachot in the laws of Sukkah. We learned in yesterday's halacha about the obligation of eating a kezayit pat in the Sukkah on the first two nights of Sukkot. Halacha brings down that according to some opinions, one must eat the bread alone without any niftah, without any dip. For example, one should not, let's say, put a piece of meat in the bread, or a piece of fish in the bread, or eat it with other items. Just he dips it in salt and he eats it alone, just like one eats the matzah on Pesach. You have to eat the matzah alone, you don't add any additives to it. And Hakam Avadya brings that opinion in the Chazon Avadya in Sukkot and Daf Kuf Tet Vav, where he writes, Yesh romim shekezayit apat ane echal besukkah sarich lechol beli liftan. Don't any dip. Nobody shum ta'arovet. שכיוון שלמדנו חיוב זה מכזית המצא של אל פסח, טו מחג המסות. מה המצא נאכל לבדע בלי שום לפתן, משום דעתי רשות ומבטל המצווה, because the additive is going to nullify the מצווה. So therefore you have to eat the מצא alone. כך גם כזית הפת הנאכל בסוכה, יש לאכלו לבדו ויש חולקים, שתו שיטות, ונכון לחוש להחמיר. Okay? So that's the halakha. Once you try to eat the bread alone, and sometimes they dip it in tahina and things like that, better not. Better just eat the first bread alone without any extras. The second halakha that we read over here is a very interesting halakha that's brought down by the Ramam in the Darkei Moshe. He writes from the Maharil, Asur le'echol be'erev Chag HaSukkot משש שעות ולמעלה. That from already the sixth hour, which is like already midday, one should refrain from eating because he has to eat the kezayit of the pat, the te'avon, just like on Pesach. Hachav Avadya brings down for many rabbis as well as the Mishnah Berura in that halakha that wants to say that really one does not have to be so mahmir from the sixth hour, that it really could be mekel from the tenth hour. That's when he should be mahmir from the tenth hour, which let's say, for argument's sakes, would be somewhere about, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon. Already one should refrain from eating. What should he refrain from eating? So he writes on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Ho'il, U'mitzvah le'echot ha'kezayit pat shebesukah b'te'avon, you should eat it with a appetite. Lo yochad pat be'erev chag HaSukkot meshat asrit u'ma'ala. From the 10th hour in the day and on, you shouldn't have any bread. Kedesh yitehe ta'ev v'achilato. Aval ochel me'at perot. If you want to have some fruit, doesn't mean you have to fast. Or yirakot, or basar, dagin, things like that. As long as you don't fill your stomach with them, it would be permissible. But bread from the 10th hour on would be forbidden on Erev Pesach. Now there's a halakha that he writes on Kuf Chav Bet, again another fantastic machloket amongst the hachamim. Im yardu geshamim balayla rishon shel hachag. If, let's say, it rained on the first night of the holiday. So the question is, do you still have to weather the storm and eat in the sukkah in the rain, being that the first night is ben Torah, meaning the pot, or no? So Chacham writes, Patur mele'echol basukah. Even on the first night, one is Patur. Shene'emar basukot teshvu shiv'at yamim. And we learn from the teshvu, teshvu ke'en dat tadul. You have to sit in the sukkah the way you lived. The person was sitting in his living room, and all of a sudden it would start to rain in his living room, so he'd leave. He'd go somewhere else. So the same thing in the sukkah. Mikan shamitzta'il patur min asukah. Person that's mitzta'il is patur. Ve'yesh cholkim. The Rama, for example, in Halakha is Chodek, as well as the Ben Ishai brings the sand as Halachot, that on the first night you have to eat in the Sukkah regardless, even if it is raining. The Halakha, Hachem Avadiyah rules Lehakel, according to the opinion of the Rishonim, that say what? That you do not have to sit in the Sukkah if it rains. Ve'afa Mahmirim, and even those that want to be Mahmir, lo yibarchu berechat Hashem basukkah, because safek berachot Lehakel. Last halakha, in Daf Kuf Chaf He, Umi shelo achal basukah balal harishon shel hachag. Let's say a person did not eat in the sukkah the first night because of rain, so he ate in his house, he made kiddush in his house, and the time of the kiddush makes shehiyanu. The question is, the next morning, on the first day of Yom Tov, it's the first time he's coming into the Sukkah. Does he make a Shehiyanu in the Sukkah for the first time? So he says, Yesh omrim shiyachzor lebarech Shehiyanu bekidush, teftor la Sukkah merkat zeman, v'yesh chonkim, tesafek berachot lakir. So again, you have another sabal in that case. There is no Shehiyanu on the first day, if you made it already in the kiddush on the first night, even outside of the Sukkah. One does not make another Shehiyanu.